Judy.
Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you. Good evening to you as well.
We'll be starting shortly.
Thank you.
Bacha.
Welcome.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening, Bacha.
Hi.
Please join me in saying the Anabatoas. Anabatoa. The sequence Yudkaf Shin is utilized to take any part of our body that needs healing back to its stem cell state, where it can be cleansed, where it can be healed, where it can be rejuvenated. And then returning that body part back to the body, where it will again do its job as it was created to do perfectly. Sahenta hare.
That is how it is created, a
attached together by a little house at the top. Vav is a gematria of 6, Zion a gematria of 7. The total is 13, the Hebrew word echad, oneness, unity. What we learn from this combination, this connection to Malchut, is that unity removes judgment. The verse from Samuel Bet, Wasamti makom I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them that they may dwell in a
place,
and move no more.
Neither shall
the sheep of wickedness afflict them any more, as at the first. And in the 8th verse, we say in a whisper, does anybody have any questions before I start? I'm going to start at an unusual... Oh, guess what? I forgot to read my Zohar. I'm reading from the Parasha Pinchas, from section 81. Actually, I finished section 81, so let's read from section 82. Whatever the Elohim does, it shall be forever. Verse 509. Vayinu amadunai Elohimu aleinu maseya ben finanei aleinu maseya ben finanei. Tu kol asher yaseh ha Elohim betikuna. The Alma Zadayu Yitie Leolam Rabbi Yitzhak Amar Ahakim Mahu Zweha Elohim Masa Sheyayu Milpanav Bela Haikira Haki Olifna Wehu Raza
has
has already been. Yet you say, whatever the Elohim will do. This is a lead-in verse to the Parasha of Pinchas. And we will read a little bit more of this in a few minutes. Before we finish the verses, or really start the Zohar class, I'm going to be reading you some interesting things that I've read today that has to do with the current events in Israel. You can find the handout on the Unique Astrological Times link. It's on the Yeshem website, any page that you open up. If you scroll down on the right side, you will see various inquiries, one of which says Unique Astrological Times. When you open that page up and scroll down, you will find below Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, you will find when Israel is in an active physical war, this is a good thing to do. And the link says battle prayer for when Israel is involved with an actual physical war. When that page opens up, this prayer comes from our sage known as the Ramaz, from his sefer, Shorashai HaShemot. This is coming from the website Kosher Torah with a commentary by its rabbi, Ariel Bar Tzedak. You can see the link to the page right there, but I'm going to continue to read from this page, and we will go back to the link. Below is a call to battle for all people on a spiritual path. This was written by a blog, Mystical Paths, by an Israeli citizen, Reb Goodman Locks. I have changed some terms to make it more inclusive, in my opinion. This is an Israel Defense Force call-up notice. Announcement, attention, all people on a spiritual path, and all friends of Israel. You are hereby notified that you are called up for emergency reserve duty. Report to your local mitzvah, which is a good deed, and begin your service at once. Not all of us are merited to drive tanks or to fly airplanes. Not all of us are medics or can carry guns. But we can all do good deeds, and we can all send the spiritual merit of those good deeds to protect those who are in immediate danger from rocket attacks. Put a coin in a charity box and ask Hashem to use the merit of your good deed to protect those of us who are in danger. Invite an extra guest or two to dinner Friday night and ask that your kindness shield an Israeli child who is spending his or her Shabbat in a bomb shelter. Any good deed, especially the mitzvah of bringing spiritual people together at this time, will help to shield the Israeli who are in immediate dangers. Please, God, this war will end immediately, and peace will be restored to the worlds, to our holy land. And be sure to tell others that they can help also. The link to the battle prayer, which we're going to read shortly, connects you to a mitzvah, that of saying the battle prayer. Send a multiple of 13 coins, or $13, to the charity of your choice. I hope you'll consider Yeshem. You can use PayPal. You do not have to have a PayPal account. All you need is a debit or a credit card, and that information is kept very securely by PayPal. We do not receive it. I'm now going to open up the link to the battle prayer. Following in the footsteps of many of my peers and fellow Rabbanim, I am wishing to contribute to the fight that we all now face. Do not deceive yourselves for a minute to believe that we ourselves personally are not involved in the present conflict in the Middle East. All aspects of that Middle East conflict, not just the bombs and rockets going off in Israel, not just the anticipated invasion of Gaza by the Israeli Defense Forces, but by all of the conflicts and the people being killed in Iraq. Sunni clerics were executed recently. The war in Syria. The lack of government in Libya. The lack of freedom in Egypt. All of this we are involved with. All of us, no matter where we are located, by definition of being spiritual people and Westerners, are viewed as being the enemy, just as is every individual that lives in the Holy Land. There is no escape. There wasn't an escape for the Jews in Europe, the Gypsies in Europe, the homosexuals in Europe during the Second World War. There is no escape. We are all involved. This war is upon us. Each of us is obligated to fight. No, not everyone can pick up a gun. Not everyone has to. Hashem has made all of us different, and he has given each of us varying and different ways to fight. The greatest and strongest weapon that Hashem has given us is the power of prayer. Our mere words, spoken with a sincere and open heart, can be more powerful than any bullet or rocket. We all now must pray, and pray with full sincerity and devotion. We must pour out our souls, break our hearts, and supplicate heaven to be merciful to his people and his land and to the world at large. We have no merit to stand before the heavenly throne. All we can do is throw ourselves upon the mercy of heaven and beg that the name of Hashem be made great, and that the world come to see, to know, and to fear the awesome hand of the Almighty. Each of us is now a spiritual warrior. Rise up, soldier, and take up your arms. I will now reveal to you a secret of the Holy Mekubalim that I pray will assist you in performing this sacred task. To fight for the name of Hashem, to bless and protect the nation of Israel and the Jewish people against our many enemies around the world. The following prayer contains a powerful secret holy name of God. Be careful that you never recite it aloud. Merely contemplate it within this prayer, and the power inherent within it shall be unlocked and unleashed as a weapon of war to defend and protect Hashem's people and land. Recite this prayer as often as you can. Cry over it. Recite it day and night, everywhere, at any time. Let your cries rocket themselves to heaven, and let Hashem see that our hearts are with him. Heaven will be moved by our sincerity and our devotion. Heaven will answer us, and the light of Hashem will indeed shine. Here is the prayer. I'm going to read the prayer's translation in English, and then I'm going to read the code words without the vowels that are on the printed page. I'm going to read those words with the root vowels, as we know is okay to do at any time. May it be your will, Hashem, our God, and God of our forefathers, that for the sake of your holy and pure name that comes forth from the Pasuk, Hashem will fight for you and you shall be silent, that you give to our soldiers and all those who support your people power and success to be victorious in all matters, that their word be heard, that they be wise, that they dominate in every conflict and every judgment. May their words of wisdom be adhered to by others, and may no one be able to stand against them in anything. All this I ask by the power of your holy name. Yotameh he'ata wa'wacheh he'meti. Yo kashi la la wo he me nu. Amen. May it so. May it be so, your will. Are there any questions? I'm continuing to read the Zohar. Verse 5:10. Ela mikra achara ishtama ketivayim lo ra'ata Elohim zulatha Ya'aselim fakelo Ya'ase asita mi ba'eleya Lim ha'kelo Lach mi ba'eleya ela Atarila hudenatid Venafik biadlik potsimim kuhu lekol ivar Vayikre olam haba Umineya nafik hadelana Lidshakyo behu itstakna Veheila na ila'a Veyakirahu alpo She'ari lanin Veha'ukmuha Ve'ehahu olam haba Ve'nagipena Akileya lehailana Tadir ashkeleya Umtakan leya Va'aviteya Miateleya Ve'itrim La pasik me mabua mine yale alam le alme almin. He answers, we can understand the matter from another verse. It is written, neither has the eye seen that an Elohim beside you should do such a thing for him who waits for him. It should have said, have done, instead of should do, and for him who waits for you instead of for him. He answers, rather, it is an upper place that is drawn down and emerges and kindles all the lights, namely all the Sephiroth of Zeron, Bin, and Malkut. In all directions, both to the right and to the left, and is called the world that is coming, namely Bina. And from it emerges a tree, which is Zeron, Bin, to be watered and corrected. And this tree is more sublime and more precious than all other trees. And we have already learned about this. And that the world that is coming, which is Bina, which comes out and emerges, corrects this tree continuously and waters it, namely it emanates Malchim to it and improves it in its work. Namely, Bina improves the vessels of Zeron Pin with its own vessels, so that it should be fitted to receive the Malchim from it, and crowns it with diadems, which is the secret of the first three Sephiroth, and none of the fountains cease to flow from it forever and ever. There's a number of things for me to comment about in this verse, but one I think that is the most important. The statement by Rabbi Ashlag, namely all the Sephiroth of Zeron Pin and Malchut. Now Zeron Pin, people think, has six Sephiroth. Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Echod, and Yesod. But Malchut, where does the idea of the plural for Sephiroth in this statement by Rabbi Ashlag come from? Malchut is one Sephiroth. How do we understand that? And the answer is clearly, every Sephiroth has 10 Sephiroth within it. Every Sephiroth of those has 10 more. And every one of those has 10 more. And that goes on and on and on. And every one of these Sephiroth is a world unto itself. Every dimension, every world, every aspect is infinite and constantly growing and expanding because Hashem is growing and expanding. Not in the context of the ultimate Hashem. There's no change there. In the endless world, it's endless. It's already created. But on the level of the Shekhinah, there is change by human activity. And as we grow our vessel, each and every one of us, we create more and more Sephiroth. Or actually, we reveal more and more Sephiroth. Verse 5:11. Behahu ilana talya behem nuta Be'yashaya mikosha arilanim Ki'umadikola be'ya We'aldakitiz kol asher ya'ase ha'elohim Ooh, Ra, Mi, Menu, Dei, Da, Na, Da, Di, Oraita, Hua, Ata, Da, Akin, Ha, Elohim, Ta, Di, Ha, Elohim, Sitam, Da, Givura, Men, Sof, Umen heketada, en hekelis bunato, ha Elohim wela, Elohim weada saya se, tadir kemapua, tilakas pakan, Me molis dale davim. On that tree, which is there on him, faith is suspended, which is malchut, that is called faith, which rests on it rather than all the other trees. In the secret of the verse, like the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. The existence of everything is to be found in it, inasmuch as it is the central column that gives everything its existence. And therefore it is written, whatever the Elohim does, it shall be forever. Specifically, he was, he is, and he will be. Nothing can be added to him nor anything taken from him. And thus it is written in the Torah, you shall not add thereto, nor diminish from it. For this tree is the Torah, since Zeranpin is called Torah. And the Elohim, who is Bina, establishes this place always. And the Elohim, unless specified otherwise, is Givurah from the infinite and unfathomable one. Namely, Bina, that is called Givurah, in the secret of the verse, I am understanding, I have strength. As it is written, there is no searching for his understanding. Namely, there is no fathoming to his Bina. This is why the Elohim is written, and not just Elohim. For Elohim, without the definite article, refers to Malchut. Thus he will do always, as constant as a spring, whose waters will not cease for all generations. There's again a lot of depth to this Zohar Pasuk. One thing I would point out to you, what is the name of God that created the physical world? It's in the first chapter of Genesis. It's Elohim. It's not Ha-Elohim. This verse in the Pasuk is telling us very clearly, Elohim means Malchut. So we learn that all of the Tree of Life is to help us and assist us in our physical lives. Don't study Kabbalah from the frame of thinking it applies to the spiritual worlds. It's meant to help you and help us in the physical world. Use the tools in your life. Live Torah. That's the meaning. That's the hinting in this pasuk. Verse 5:12.
Begin kach ketiveh Elohim asa sheir milpanav akim leyale hailana. Vatikuna shalim diyachid
When one enters the upper tree, which is there on pin, one will so enter with permission of the lower tree, which is Malkut. And on finding the lower tree, he will be afraid to enter the upper tree, other than in a proper way. This verse seems a little confusing, I'm sure. But let me see if I can help reveal it. We know that Adam and Eve were created back to back. And then God changed that and took Eve from the internal aspect of Adam and Eve and made her woman and gave her to Adam. Adam represents, is a metaphor for Zeranpin, for the tree of life. Eve is a metaphor for the tree of knowledge, good and evil. But when the moon went to Hashem on the fourth day of creation and said, how can you have two kings? And Hashem said, you're right, go diminish yourself. That tree that is represented by Eve lost all of her light. So she can only receive light from the tree of life. But she is the tree of knowledge, good and evil. Meaning, when it's done properly, it's the tree of knowledge. When it's not done properly, it's the tree of death, says the Shalom. These metaphors that I have tied together should and hopefully help you understand this pasuk. Verse 5:14.
We all die, Resho Mer Yisrael, with Ailana Tata. Asai Chafya Umisan Meilana Dilela We Adla Kitivya Ase Ela Samyamtet Sheyirshu Milfanav Bene Alma Willaik Rugun Leya Elainun Bihazun Likarva Willa Harava Istamu Bene Nasha Ache Yoraita Willa Yistum Limina Velismala.
Come and see that this one, the lower tree, which is Malchut, is the doorkeeper of Zeranpin. And Malchut is therefore called he who keeps Israel. For it keeps Zeranpin, who is called Israel. And it is this lower tree that the Elohim, which is Bina, made, that it should be watered and nourished from the upper tree, which is Zeranpin. And it is therefore not written, will make, but made. For he had made it to be a keeper, so that it should be nourished from Zeranpin. What was the reason for his making it a keeper? It was so that men should be fearful of him and not draw close to him, except for those who are fitted to come close, and not any others, and that men should keep the ways of the Torah and not deviate to the right nor the left, but should cleave to the central column. All of these verses that I haven't really talked about, I've hinted to you and said there's lots of things to discuss. And it would take a lot of understanding and time to really put that all in perspective. But these verses and these questions are related to the cursive Vav. to the Vav that transforms future tense to past tense, and past tense to future tense. This is the aspect of Zeranpin. The Vav represents as a metaphor for the Zeranpin. The Vav created Zeranpin. It represents it in the name of Hashem. So these cursive aspects, these transformations from future to past and past to future, are the aspect of the Tree of Life. Everything is unity. Everything is unified. It said in the earlier verse, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch. The translation is, Hashem is, Hashem was, and Hashem will always be. The modern Kabbalists have taught us that when we say those verses, we are unifying time. We're bringing balance into time. Does time need balance? Time runs forward. The Teshuvah allows us to go backwards in time. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Liimlo, Le'olam Bo'ed. Everything that Ha'Elohim made is forever. Everything that Elohim made is not necessarily forever, unless you learn Torah and you live Torah. Just as we know that the Jewish people, the children of Israel, will last forever. They will survive. The question is, there's no guarantee that each and every individual will survive. That depends on someone deciding to live Torah, to learn how to live Torah, and then to manifest it and reveal the light of Hashem in the physical world. That is the end of the section. Are there any questions? I wish you all a beautiful Shabbat. We have made changes in our classes, so please listen carefully. As a general rule, except for Sunday and Saturday, Shemotzi Shabbat, all classes every evening will be at 7 p.m. Pacific time. So Saturday night, we are going to start our Zohar class at 8:30. This gives us an opportunity to connect to the new energy of the week and also allow Shabbat energy to be manifested in that action. Sunday morning at 10:30, we have our class, You Are Who You Hate. This Sunday, it's a split class. We will be talking about the negative 3 weeks, the fast of the 17th of Tammuz, the essence of what is the meaning of the 3 weeks. And if we have time, we will read a short portion of You Are Who You Hate. Who You Hate. Sunday night are two new classes. 5 p.m. West Coast time will be the fourth of our basic classes. We will discuss the 72 names. We are planning to do a little bit deeper in depth in this class because many of the people have already been through a basic class. Then again, at 6:30, we have a brand new class called the Tree of Life, just what we've been talking about. I don't know how many classes it will be. It will depend on the number of people who arrive. Monday at 7 p.m., we will continue our classes on the Hebrew letter Vav. I'm getting a sense it's going to be three classes, and this is the second of them. But we shall see. It may be over. We may be able to complete it in two classes. Tuesday at 7 p.m., Advanced Reincarnation. This week will be our 57th class. 7 p.m. Wednesday is not a class, it's a question and answer period. This last week, the question that was asked, and there will be probably many of them from time to time, but the one question that was asked this past week was to expand on the discussion of organ transplants. If you want that recording, please send me an email. If you've already received the recording, I think you'll find it to be very enlightening. And of course, Thursday at 7 p.m. will be our weekly Zohar class. Have a beautiful Shabbat. Please consider what we read this earlier tonight. Please be aware, no one is excused from doing good deeds in the merit of saving the lives of people in danger. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shabbat shalom. Thank you. Have a good evening.